Okay, so we're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the sixth chapter, and we will learn in this chapter the laws of Kedima. Who comes first when we have to give tzedakah, when we have to give loans, when we're going to do Chesed? Well, how do we prioritize? The Torah gives us an ordering of who comes first when we have to give charity. And we're going to weigh brother, child, a parent, someone who is a relative, someone who isn't a relative, someone who's asking you for money for clothing, someone who's asking you for money for his business. Some of the things are going to be very logical and obvious, and other things are going to be new to us. So let's begin the sixth chapter. And let's dedicate our learning to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen, her Nesham Shlev Naliyah, and to our dear soldiers who are out on the front. Hashem should give them bracha v'atzlacha v'maasei deihem. V'yatzidem miyad kol oyev v'orev v'sone baderech v'miyad listim v'minei puraniyot ro'ot ha-mitrakshot lavo l'olam. Halacha Aleph. Im ba'u ani v'ashir l'ilvot me'etzlo. If a pauper and a wealthy person come and ask him for a loan, v'ani gam ken batuach etzlo. And the poor man, remember this condition, is someone who he can rely on. Meaning, it's not just the guy who walks in off the street and says, give me a loan. It's a guy that's his neighbor, and he knows that he can trust him. Or else he's going to give him collateral. He tells him, look, I want a loan of $500, and here's the gold watch I got for my wedding. And he knows it's real gold. He tells him, I'll give you collateral. You have something, you could rest assured I'll pay you back. He doesn't have enough money to give them both the loan. So you give the loan to the poor man first. He comes first. And this is biblical. The Torah says, "In kesef talveh etami et ha'ani imach." When you give loans to my nation, to the pauper amongst you, so we see that there's precedence to the pauper. Meaning a poor person and a wealthy person ask for a loan. So the Torah tells us the poor man comes first, which is logical. Even though you might say, well, the rich man also needs the loan. So we have a mitzvah to give the rich man a loan too. But when it's a question of, I'm going to give either this one or that one, who comes first? So provided that you can rest assured you'll get the money back from the pauper, then the poor man comes first. V'amru Chazal, our sages said, this pasuk that says, when you give loans to my nation, to the poor among you, that pasuk wasn't telling us that the mitzvah of giving loans is constricted to the poor alone. The mitzvah of giving loans is to the wealthy and the poor, but rather that pasuk is indicating, ani v'ashir, if the poor and the wealthy come together and ask for a loan, ani kodem, the poor man comes first. And now the Chafetz Chaim is going to move forward to the next point. We have a rule, if we're going to give charity, family comes first. After family, we say the people of your city come before the people of the next city. We have communal responsibility. So, what happens if the poor man that's coming to you is from another city? And the wealthy man is from your own city, or maybe he's your own relative. So it's your brother. He wants the loan. And we know that ordinarily a relative gets precedence, a person from my community gets precedence. That's assuming all else is equal. But if one is poor and one is wealthy, and they both need the loan, and the wealthy person, the wealthy person is from the same city, he's his relative. And the poor man, on the other hand, is not his relative, he's from another city. Even so, the poor man comes first. So the first rule is, poor versus wealthy overrides community member or not community member, family member or not family member. When two people ask for a loan, if one of them is poor, provided, again, that I have security on the loan, then the poor man comes first, even if the wealthy man is a relative, even if the wealthy man is from my city, and the poor man is not a relative and not from my city. Now what about if both of them are poor? Two people come and ask for a loan, they're both poor. One of them needs the money to buy food, and the other one needs the money to buy a garment. He says, you know, I don't have a coat. It's cold outside. So the rule is, you give the loan to the one who needs the food, because he is considered more in distress. So we say your first priority is to the man who needs food. That's now this is a halacha that's brought in Shulchan Aruch regarding giving tzedakah, not a loan. When someone asks you for tzedakah, we say the guy who's asking for money in order to purchase food, he's asking for charity, he comes first. We are discussing a loan. We're not discussing charity. You expect to get the money back. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us here that when, with regards to a loan, we apply the same rule. That the man who needs food is considered more in need than the man who needs a coat or even a shirt on his back. And he takes precedence when it comes to giving a loan. So he's evolving. He's going from the halachas of tzedakah, of giving charity, to the halacha of giving a loan.